Blog Talk Radio.
Get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get 'em is the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. All up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, what's going on, T. Carrie Wright? What's going on, Stacey White? Good to see me some, y'all. So tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about, is it better to be subtle or to be direct? Which kind of communicator are you? Are you the type of communicator that makes sure that you say exactly what's on your mind? Maybe you're the type that doesn't even like to repeat it. Are you one of those I said what I said type of person? Or I said what I said type of people. You know, that's a popular little thing going around. I said what I said. Actually, I don't like when people say that, but I don't control the world. It is what it is. It go how it go. Feels how it feels. It is what it is. All right. But when we start talking about, is it better to be subtle or to be direct? Somewhere in our lives, when we start learning how to talk, when we start learning how to ask for things, when we start learning how to communicate,
when we start learning how to employ help for ourselves, when we start learning to offer ourselves, our services, our personalities, our assistance to other people, we start to learn about whether we should say things in this way or that way. Some of us are checked about the way that we present ourselves. Some of us are disciplined by others when we say something to somebody in a certain type of way. You know how they say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. Well, that's what we're talking about when we ask, is it better to be subtle or direct? Now, let's talk about what it means to be subtle, because I think we know what it means to be direct, but we're going to still talk about that. We're still going to define that for ourselves. But when we start to talk about being subtle, what does it mean to be subtle? What does it mean to be subtle? Because in some people's minds, in my own mind, when you're subtle, you're not exactly saying exactly what something is. So sometimes it can be left up to interpretation. So when someone is subtle, a discussion later on or an argument can always be made that, well, you never said this, that, and the third. Parents dealing with their kids are rarely subtle about answering their questions. Mom, can I go to this party tonight? Well, I hear that a lot of crazy things go on at parties. And I do realize that some people go to parties and some people don't go to parties, but parties are always going to happen. So there's nothing saying that you won't be at a party. You see, that's subtle. You didn't say yes or no. That's the thing about being subtle. There's always some gray matter. There's always a way for you to say what hasn't been said or to think what hasn't been communicated. And people are subtle because being direct isn't always the best approach for everybody. For example, well, I just gave the example of when, let's say, a child asked their parents, could they go to a party? The parent didn't, in my example, the parent didn't say yes, but they didn't say no. So how is a child supposed to know exactly what they should do? Should they get dressed and ready to go to this party? Or should they get on the phone and let their friends know, I won't be able to make it tonight? It's not going to happen. So parents are often very direct with their children, but not all of them. You know, some children are very sensitive, although they may be good kids. You know, they don't take rejection very well. They take it personally. They feel like, well, you treat everybody better than me. I'm just like the redheaded stepchild of the family, and I never get a fair shake. I never get a good deal. I never get a break. I always have to be the one. That's like Cinderella, Cinderella. And it's not right because everybody gets what they want, and I always got to wait. And that makes me kind of hate. And I don't want to feel bad by my siblings, but I feel like I'm all by myself, and nobody really cares about what happens to me. Whether I have a little money in my pocket and my health, it may suffer. But I don't want to buffer my words. I ask you something again. It'd be absurd that I would get a yes or a no. I need you to tell me so. But every child can't handle. Every child can't handle. You handle their parents being direct with them. No, that's not the way to do it. No, you're going to have to do better than that. No, I can't accept you bringing C's into the house. I need B's and A's. Matter of fact, I need A's, no B's. But in being subtle, sometimes it has its advantages. Like, When policemen have to go to the victims' families to inform them that their loved one has been killed. They don't always want to, they don't always come out, or they don't want to come out and just say, listen, are you the parents of such and such? Yes. Okay. They're dead. It's not a good look. It shows insensitivity. It shows lack of compassion. It shows, it displays that you don't really care how someone feels about a tragedy that has happened in their lives. So they'll be more subtle. Knock on the door, wait for somebody to come to the door. Hello, hey ma'am, I'm Detective such and such. Are you the parents of such and such? Yes. Okay, well, there's been an accident. Such and such has been involved in an accident and it's fairly serious, and they already know if the person is dead, but they're not going to just straight out and say that they're dead. They're going to beat around the bush a little bit, play towards the compassions or the sensitivities of the situation, and then say something like, unfortunately, such and such didn't make it. Saying that they didn't make it is the same as saying that they died, but it doesn't sound as bad as they died. It's going to have a similar impact, but at least it shows that you have a heart, that you're showing some type of empathy, maybe even sympathy. Subtle, the subtle approach. If you've ever had to tell somebody that they're wasting their time with something, you may not want to say to them, yo, you're never going to be this, or you're never going to make this, or doing it that way is never going to happen for you. Only going to get you a new enemy, or somebody that feels like you're hating on them. And I'm sure that that's not what you were looking to do. So you might have to be more subtle. Like, I see what you're doing, and you got some good things going on. I like the way you do this, that, and the third. I was just wondering, do you think that if you tried this hey, have you ever tried this, that, and the third? You know, maybe you should try this, because I've seen this work in this case, in this scenario, and in this way. You know, maybe you should give it a shot and see how it works out. More subtle approach. Because nobody's going to want to hear, well, yeah, you're not good enough, and such is better than you. So, yeah, let's say that you know that somebody is better than somebody else in a certain area, and you want the person that you know to get stronger in that area to be able to compete better or to win. You might not want to be like, well, such and such is better than you. Because that's not going to motivate anybody. And people are going to resent that you basically said that they were inferior. So you might want to say, like, such and such is really good, but so are you. Hey, what are your goals in this thing? What are you trying to do? What, you know, you're a musician. What do you want? What do you want out of your playing? What do you want to do? And they tell you, like, hey, would you like my help? I know a little something. I know some people and blah, 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 blah. If you want my help, or you need my help for anything, I can help. Subtle. Playing to people's sensitivities. Now, if they're going to be people who say, well, listen, you a grown, they a grown man or they a grown woman. They should be able to take disappointment or they should be able to understand that things are the way they are. That sounds good. It really does. It sounds great. But all human beings have feelings, and it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You're going to resent somebody putting you down or insulting you or trying to make you feel bad or belittling you. That's not what you want. That's not what you, that's not what friends are for. That's not what, that's not the kind of situation or scenario that, that you would want to be a part of. It's not. So why tread those waters? So is it better to be subtle or is it better to be direct? We've talked enough for now about being subtle and what some of those benefits are versus some of those pitfalls, some of those problems, some of those bad things. So what about you? What kind of communicator do you consider yourself to be? Are you more subtle? Do you think about the things that you say and the way that they're going to affect the person before you say them, or do you just let it fly? We'll deal with the carnage. We'll deal with the outcome. We'll deal with the damage after what gets said. What kind of communicator are you? I've definitely been accused of being brutally honest. What is being brutally honest? I used to hate when people said that, particularly about me, because I'm like, well, over the years, I know what they were saying. They were saying being brutally honest is like you are honest about certain things. You tell the truth, but you tell the truth in a way that it will hurt. That's what being brutal is. That definitely wasn't my intention. Over the years, I had to learn how to soften my approach, pad my words, take my own ego out of it. You know, some people, you know how it is. Some people say, well, you know, if you don't want the truth, don't come around me or don't ask me nothing. That's a very, very, very arrogant way to be. And a lot of people are that way. Very arrogant when it comes to those kinds of things. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, what's going on? A lot of people are very arrogant when it comes to how they have to say something or how they should say something. You know, have you ever talked to a person about the way that they talk to somebody else? It can get ugly. Because more than likely, they're going to tell you why they had to have said whatever they said the way that they said it. More than likely, they're going to come off like that. But yeah, you don't know such and such. If you don't say it this way, or if you don't do it this way, then they're not going to listen. They're not going to understand. They're not going to get no better, whatever, whatever. They're just going to spin their wheels, or they're going to try to deflect, or they're going to try to put it back on you and all of this kind of stuff. So you got to say it the way it is, because other than that, they'll take whatever. If you're nice to them or whatever, they'll take it and run with it and, you know, really, really get under your skin. So you're telling me that you had no choice but to say it the way that you said it. Being direct. You can be direct without being offensive. And that's what a lot of people who are so direct need to understand. There are ways for you to be direct, to say exactly what you mean, to mean exactly what you say without hurting somebody's feelings. But in this age of the internet, this age of social media, it's like a big deal to just let it fly, throw it out there in the universe. I said what I said. It is what it is. So even with myself, I had to start learning how to check myself. Listen, man, it ain't nothing fly, ain't nothing dope, ain't nothing commendable about losing friends. It ain't. You might not be able to rock with people for the rest of your life or whatever, but once you start seeing people drop off around the same time, around like in the same ways, there's something to that. If you still have the same complaints about people not being in your life, in the same way, years and years, separated, the time is going to come when you're going to have to look in the mirror and decide whether your approach has been the best way to handle things. Because there's a good chance that it probably wasn't. It happens. We all got to grow up sometimes. That ain't no big deal. We all got to grow up sometime. But I know I had to do it. You know, people saying I'm brutally honest. People saying I just don't think about things before I say them and all of that kind of stuff. Shoot, that worked on my sensitivity. Like, but the way that people got to me was they started asking me, how would you feel if somebody said to you what you said to somebody else? So first of all, I had to think about what I said. Sure, what I said might have been true, but see, there is a difference between facts and truth. You can present all of the facts that you want to, but the truth is very subjective. The facts aren't subjective. The facts happen the way they happen, but the truth about the facts, it can be very opinionated. For example, let's say Donald Trump as president of the United States before 2021. Many people believe that it was the truth that he had done more for black people than any other president had done. He put it out there. I heard black people actually say that shit. You know how niggas is. They hear somebody say something and they start saying it. Like, Tupac was the best rapper. Never said it while he was alive. Now I'm going to say it now. I never said it while he was alive. I'm going to say it now. P. Diddy said that Biggie was the greatest rapper ever lived. Wasn't saying it when he was alive, but I'm saying it now. Never when he was alive, but I'm saying it now. Never said it when he was alive, but I'm saying it now. I heard somebody say it, and now I'm really down. It happens. Somebody puts it out there, and then somebody starts throwing facts to support that truth. Tupac wasn't the greatest rapper. Neither was Biggie. Both of them were good. Both of them were good. The greatest ever? What, are you crazy? Number one and number two in everybody's top five? Are you mad? Are you insane? See, that's not the truth to me. To somebody else that was more of a fan to them than I may have been. Yes, number one and number two. Look at their impact. That's when the facts start kicking in. Look at their impact. You know, he made this song. He made that song. He won this award. He made that award. People still buying his records to this day. Look at these sales. Facts. Facts. Sarah Palin. Remember? No, not Sarah Palin. My bad. When Donald Trump was inaugurated in 2017, and a lot of people, he had a low turnout at his inauguration in the Washington Mall. There was a low turnout, especially compared to like Obama first and second term. Low turnout. So what was her name? Kellyanne Conway. Yeah, Kellyanne Conway, who was the spokesperson for Donald Trump. She said about the turnout, when people said it was a low turnout, she said there are alternative facts. And people got on her bad about that. Like, what is an alternative fact? Actually, she was right. There were alternative facts, but it would have held more truth if she would have said there are additional facts. Like the facts that y'all presented are true. But guess what? There are more facts that support us too. If she would have just said additional facts instead of alternative facts, it wouldn't have sounded like she was trying to deflect. It wouldn't have sounded like she was trying to pad anything. It wouldn't have sounded like she was trying to cover up something. But the way that she said it, alternative facts. Alternative to what? She should have said additional. We don't always get it right. And unfortunately, she said that on tape and never walked it back. And that's something that people who are more direct employ. They don't like to walk back statements. I said what I said. Okay. Well, the outcome was the outcome. And you either won or you lost. If you lost, do you feel good about the process that you follow? Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. What's going on? Good to see me. It's good to see me some you. And Aisha K, it's good to see me some you too. Thanks for coming on through, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get Amazing Show, and we are talking about, is it better to be subtle or to be direct? Is it better to be subtle or is it better to be direct? Which one are you? You don't have to put it in the comments, but if you want to put it in the comments, put it in the comments. Which one have you had more experience with in your communication, being more direct or being more subtle? You know, being subtle doesn't always mean that you beat around the bush, but it definitely can mean that you beat around the bush. Being subtle just may mean that you take into account the sensitivities that somebody may have with the words that you have to say and the way that you say them. Like you are conscious of your own energy and its impact on other people, and you want to make a positive impact instead of a negative impact. You want to kill those flies with honey more than a fly swatter. Well, what happens? I said, what happens when trying to catch them with honey doesn't work? What happens when you try to be nice to somebody and they try to play you, or they try to lie to you, or they try to deceive you, or they try to steal from you, or they try to take your kindness for being the weakness, like you a slow host? I'm sorry. Like you a slow horse losing the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. You can't take another dose of this because it pissed. And I'm going to tell you another thing. You can't roll around here like you the queen or the king, because it is a thing you got to represent. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. It can't be fishing. We taking the loss. I know that one day you're going to get yours, but you got to change your style. You can't be a whore all of your life. Got to make sure you give it up and take some back. And don't be whack. My name is Sun 7 and I do my thing, and I don't care what nobody thinks. Well, Carol says that she's more direct. Like, look, man, you going to get this work. Aisha K says, I've had more success in corporate world being direct. In my personal life, I'm more subtle because I care more about people than I care about feelings. Oh, wait, let me make sure I read that right. In my personal life, I'm more subtle because I care more about people that I care about. I think he's trying to say the people that you care about the way they feel. I hope I'm right about that interpretation. But yeah, I can dig it. Now, it's funny because a lot of times people are the other way around. With people that they know, they're more direct. They don't care. They let it fly, whatever. You know what I mean? You know, only come to me when you want the truth. But in business, they'll pad their words. Because then, you know, you don't want to, you know, a lot of times people in corporate America are very, very sensitive, and they're extremely cliquish, and they will push you out and limit or destroy opportunities for you, all based on the fact that you made them feel some kind of way about what you said. Yeah, a lot of times what you said. So it's interesting to see that being more direct and your approach to business has worked better than in your personal life. Well, what should I say? You made the decision to employ being more direct in business than in your personal life. Aisha said, I'm driving. There will be typos, but you're correct in your interpretation of my grammatical error. Well, you sure are using some big words and, you know, to be driving. Now, how are you going to get these little words right? I mean, wrong, but words like interpretation and grammatical, you know what I mean? How you going? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? What kind of voice? What kind of voice? What kind of voice to text you got? Nara says, I told him directly so he won't feel some kind of way, and he understood. Oh, okay. Wait, I didn't read this part. I was part of a trio of friends for a long, long time until I fell out with one of them. Out of respect, I don't visit the other one's home because I don't want to ever cross paths with the other. Ooh. Yeah. I told him directly so he won't feel some kind of way, and he understood. Okay. Nara says, he still tells me about the dumb stuff he still does when I see him in passing. Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, when we get older, as we grow, and I ain't saying that anybody is old or nothing like that. All I'm saying is that when we get older, we start looking at our experiences, our wins, our losses, and the way that we won and the reasons that we lost. And it makes sense that we would make adjustments in the way that we do things. That's what a smart person does. But it's also what an informed person does. And if a person isn't informed about the way that they come off to people, if they aren't told about how they impact other people, sometimes they won't figure that out on themselves, by themselves. Sometimes they might not see it for themselves. So you have to sort of directly, maybe, or subtly let them know, like, yo, that ain't what's up. It's not a good look. That's not the move. You got to take it back. You got to walk back some of your comments. Got to apologize and make sure that nobody feels bad about what you said, because they can pull out in this city and make you dead. But you get another chance. You get to come into the place and dance. I know that you can improve, and I know that you can bust a better move, and I know that you can show and improve, and you can make sure that you get everybody in the groove. Well, well, well. Let me tell you something that my daddy told me. My daddy used to always say, Omar, never apologize for perfection. Never be ashamed that you got it right. Never be ashamed that you're looking to get it better. Never. So, like, if you in school and people calling you a nerd because you pass all your tests. I mean, I'm sorry. If you in school and people teasing you because you pass all your tests, and you be sitting at your desks like this, you know, with your hands on, you know, your desks. And you be getting all A's on your tests. Don't be ashamed of that. Don't be ashamed of passing none of your tests. Don't be ashamed about passing your tests and doing good on your tests. But he was right. So I'm saying that to say that some people fail to apologize or make adjustments in their behavior because they feel like that'll be taken away from them. Like, I'm me. You know how you hear people say that kind of shit. I'm me. You know, like, it wouldn't be me if I did this. I'm just me. Well, whether you choose to acknowledge it or not, certain experiences have made you you. You didn't just become you. You became you through trial and error. So how come when you go through more errors do you decide to keep doing the same trials? No, I said, mind you, the one in question is the eldest of us. Wow. Carol says, as we age, we become wiser and make better decisions, hopefully. Hopefully. Because, Carol, I know you know some people that don't seem to be following that blueprint. I know some people who don't seem to be following that way to be. And that could be just in our eyes, because we don't witness everything that everybody does during every waking moment of their lives. We can only go by what we see, what we know, what we've heard, what we, yeah, I mean. Nara says, it raises the rhetorical question, are you going to be stupid all your life or just a part of it? Is it better to be subtle or be direct? I think that you have to weigh the options on both. You may need to be subtle with some people. You may need to be more direct in certain situations. In situations, I'll go out on a limb by saying this. In situations where you are trying to build bridges with somebody, where you're trying to establish yourself with somebody in friendship or in business, it's probably better to be a little subtle at first. Because, you know, being direct can make you lose something right there in the building process. You don't want to build something on a weak foundation, and you don't want to become a weak foundation because you already damaged the foundation. Ansel Jones, my brother Ansel Jones. And Emily Dunlap in the house said, Emily, is it better to be subtle or be direct? Are you willing to change some of your behavior, some of your behaviors in order to prosper in some more ways, basically? Is it better to be subtle or be direct? Is it better to say it how it is, or at least, you know, that's the thing. When we tell it how it is or tell it like it is, we're really telling it like we see it. And there's a difference. Side note, I saw a recent picture, I believe it's a recent picture, of Wendy Williams. Yo, she's sick, huh? She's sick. Because we're talking about, is it better to be subtle or to be direct? That was somebody who built a career off of being very directly nosy, investigative, and basically having very little regard for people's privacy or their feelings about privacy. Very little regard. So it probably wouldn't be all of that. It probably wouldn't be all that surprising that some people are not sympathetic to her being sick. Carol says, I saw it too. Look bad. Carol says, situations determine how you approach things. And so says, be direct. It's going to get to that point. Okay. Bobby Hill, C. Say, what up? Good to see some of you. But yeah. Like I said, she made a whole career, made millions of dollars directly snitching, sometimes misreporting things, but definitely having no regard for anybody's privacy. Nobody. Everybody, if you had celebrity status of any type, she was and she could get some kind of clout by telling, she was telling. It got her where she wanted to be. But universe gets your life where it's supposed to be. You can do whatever you want to get where you want to be. But the universe has the final say about where you're supposed to be. It's like cosmetic surgery. You can cut and snip and sew back together and pull and tighten and spread and all of that kind of stuff. Ultimately, the tree will grow through the metal or the rock. It will go where it needs to go. Have you ever seen a tree? Have you ever witnessed a tree over time growing through metal? Actually physically growing around concrete? Because the plant or the tree heads toward the light. So wherever the light source is, which is the sun, it grows that way. You can't stop it. That's the same way your body does when you start cutting on it. You can want to look however you want, but you're going to look the way you're supposed to. And that's regardless of diet and exercise. Diet and exercise can definitely help you to shape things and preserve things in a positive way. However, the time is going to come. But by all means, employ diet and exercise over cosmetic surgery. Because she look a mizess. I don't know if you can get cosmetic surgery on your legs, but she need a leg lift. She need a leg lift. Hanging skin. She got that hanging skin. That shit looks nasty. I know I shouldn't be beating her down because she's sick right now, and that's how it is, and I don't really want to clap. But I'm going to tell you one thing. She ain't care when she was dissing everybody. She never had a heart, and that was from beginning to start. And now I got to show her the same type of energy because she's an enemy. She the ops, and maybe I need to stop, but I ain't going to do that shit right now. I'm going to give her all the props that she deserves because she would do the same thing if I was famous and shit, and she would treat me like a herb. And I'm going to tell you one little, small little tidbit. God gonna take care of it. It's gonna be all right. Everything is gonna be all right. Take a rest. Now, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Bianca Russell, turning 42 years old today, and Evelyn Wright, turning 45 years old today, and my girl Star Poindexter, happy birthday to you, and Pamela Bridges, turning 56 years old today, and Karima Parks, happy birthday to you, and Rosario Eloisa, happy birthday to you, and Albertine Bobo, turning 50 years old today, and Andres Perez, happy birthday to you, and Christy Robinson, turning 37 years old today, and Tamara Smith, happy birthday to you. And Shalisha Lee, turning 43 years old today. And my man, Michael, real life Dennis, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Marie Hightower China, going all the way back to the 1989. Turning 52 years old today. You know why? Because she's a 1970 baby. Wow, guilt the blind with the cripple, the crazy. 1970. Said a 1970. Okay. And also, Walil Archer, my man. Happy birthday to you. And Paul J. Brown, my cousin, my baby cuz. Turning 29 years old today. That's amazing. Can't believe he's 29 years old. And last but not least, my girl, Jackie Braxton Young. Jackie, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. August 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, I mean, sometimes you need to be subtle, sometimes you need to be direct, but ultimately what you need to do is to learn how to gauge what time it is to say certain things. Get your timing down. There's a time to be direct. There's a time to be subtle. There's a time to be subtle. There's a time to be direct. But there's nothing wrong with giving a little respect and make sure that nobody has to come at your neck. But even if that happens, it doesn't mean that you was wrong with your little snapping. And don't feel good because you made somebody feel bad, because it's going to come back on your ass. And you're trying to be whack and try to attack somebody who didn't need to have to come at their back. Yo, watch yourself. Everybody needs to have good emotional health. And I am an advocate for that. And it's good. And everybody want to be done with the program. And they should. And that's where I got the things that are going to make you feel better. Going to heat you up on this attempt like a sweater. We're going to take it back. I see y'all tomorrow night. And you can best believe that. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. I guess we are, my dear. I guess we, yeah.